From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Federal lawmakers from Florida are criticizing the state's recent decision to allow for higher levels of toxins in its waterways. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports they're worried about public health because some of them cause cancer.
The state approved higher levels for about 20 different toxins in Florida surface waters, like rivers and estuaries. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency would still have to approve the move. Federal lawmakers recently sent the EPA a letter voicing their concern. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Graham of North Florida signed the letter. She says as toxic algae blooms continue to plague Florida's East Coast, now is especially not the time for Florida to lower its water quality standards.
We should be increasing our standards. It makes no sense to me at all. As a matter of fact, it's just appalling that those that would be in charge of protecting our environment and protecting what's most precious in Florida and protecting our citizens are taking actions that actually put all of those at greater harm.
Graham says she and other lawmakers will continue expressing their worries to federal environmental regulators. But an email from the state says by making these changes, it is, quote, strengthening Florida's water quality standards. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.